Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Foreign agriculture attaches from 38 countries recently toured Kentucky and experienced some southern hospitality. Among those on the tour was Dr. Joy Habalosa from the Philippines.
I am the agriculture attache of the Philippines, based at the Philippine Embassy in Washington, D.C., and I cover North and South America. But yeah, primarily I'm the agriculture representative to the United States of the Philippines.
Habalosa says one of the most important things she is looking for is partnerships with American agriculture.
Our new agriculture leadership would like to have the big brother, small brother approach, whereby, you know, big brothers, American farmers, businesses can be our big brothers, working with our small farmers who could consolidate themselves and have a business themselves as well, agro-industrial business as well.
Why is the United States important to the Philippines?
The U.S. Is our top agricultural export market. And when I say agricultural, it's food and fresh produce. Yeah, but in the U.S., it's more the processed food products. And the U.S. is our top market. And our top product would be include coconut oil, desiccated coconut. We have juices, tropical fruits and juices, and dried foods and fruits.
We'll have more in a moment.
Every year, Kentucky farm families work together at the grassroots level to identify shared challenges and achieve common goals. As we mark our 100th year as the voice of Kentucky agriculture, Kentucky Farm Bureau reflects these challenges and goals in our policies. We're proud to advocate for farmers in everything we do. Why Farm Bureau? Because Kentucky's success depends on improved farm income, better economic opportunities, and enhanced quality of life for all. This message brought to you by Kentucky Farm Bureau.
Dr. Joy Habalosa from the Philippines says there are a number of ways Kentucky can partner with her home country.
You could help us by being a good market to us, also a source of agribusiness investments, and also technology. Technology is very important, so we don't have to reinvent the wheel. So if you already have researchers here which could be commercialized, then we'd like to partner with you.
She adds the Philippines could become a partner for agricultural hemp.
If we know how to handle abaca fiber and also coconut fiber, then maybe we can also input into how you would deal with your industrial hemp fiber, and we can collaborate on some things. I already had a call from a company who'd like to explore having industrial hemp fibers, combine them with coconut fibers or banana leaves, and do boards.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.